Blog Talk Radio.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear those sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear those sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
A.P. Taylor singing White Christmas from Australia. Welcome back, my friends, to the show where I pretend to be somebody else. Yeah, be somebody else. I'm Jay Hatter, your host. With me is Deborah Lee. She's in the back doing all the heavy lifting so I can sit out here and look pretty. Also with me is Sweet Pea. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Hatter.
You there, Sweet Pea? I think she is.
She's probably talking to her.
Maybe she's messing with her dogs.
Yeah, we lost her for a moment, but she's still in the studio. So we'll. In the meantime, let me let Wayne in real quick, and then you finish your thing.
Sure.
Hi, Wayne. Welcome to the show. We'll be with you in a moment.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Mr. Wayne.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the 24th of December in the year of our Lord 2022. It's Christmas time. Can't get any closer to it than we are right now. So Merry Christmas to everybody, all poetry, a team of voices, and Blog Talk Radio. We do this gig to really personalizes our work. We're able to share it on the air and follow it, follow on All Poetry. If you'd like to share or wish, say Merry Christmas, the number here is 646-668-2837. That's 646-668-2837 for a Team of Voices Radio. Again, I'm Jay Hatter.
Talk to our lovely Jay Hatter.
I'm sorry?
There she is.
I said to talk to the lovely Jay Hatter because CP finally found where the mute button was. Hi, guys.
There you go. Okay, we all do. Yeah, and we have a new sponsor for our group, the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. We'll be having content once a month for cash prize. You can get the details on our group on All Poetry in the group section, ATOV, A Team of Voices. That's us. Knock on the door. If you're not a member, Deborah will let you in and hang out and be a part. Be a part. So we are down to almost 4 years. Will it be 4 years this March?
Yes, sir.
4 years.
Wow.
I know.
I can't believe that.
So I hope everybody got through this COVID thing through this year, 2022. Scary thing, a pandemic. I remember being told that was a possibility my whole life since I was in high school, the pandemic, you know, this global germ that could, you know, take half of the population of the world out, that kind of thing. And then it becomes real. And then it becomes political. Damn them for doing that. It was too deadly of a thing to be messing with. They should have been honest and straightforward from the beginning, and we could have done a better job, I think, in beating this thing, or at least keeping it in check. So I hope everybody made it through that, and God bless everybody that didn't. It's nothing to mess with. So tonight we're going to just do some Christmas songs. Basically sung by rock and roll bands or entertainers, individuals, or their band. So that'll be fun. Everybody from Tom Petty to Pat Benatar, I hope, got loaded. Then, of course, we got Porky Pig singing Blue Christmas. Sounds fun, ladies? Yeah?
Absolutely. And the same song that Porky Pig sings. Also, we have a copy from Elvis and Martina McBride, just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Porky's always got the band set up in the back there. He's waving at you now. Hey, Porky. Yep, there he is. So,
and of course, one good show is coming by.
I will pass the mic around for anybody right here, Wayne, Deborah, and Sweet. You want to say something about Christmas to everybody? I mean, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. Deb?
My mouth is full, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Okay, Sweet Pea?
Wow, Christmas. I really, you know, Christmas is so different for so many people. And I think throughout my life, it's, you know, you start off with that pure joy of everything, and you don't know whether you get one present, you get 50 presents or whatever. It's just the magic of it, the surprise that you learn what anticipation is, and, you know, that butterfly adrenaline thing that goes on. And it's just a sense of, you know, that joy. You learn joy at Christmas. And then as you grow older, it's not about getting the joy. It's about you giving the joy. And I think that once you get to that point where you realize you can give joy, it's probably one of the most spiritual things you can go through versus, you know, oh, that give me joy is nothing compared to the power of that give joy. And that's what I feel Christmas is.
That's very, very true. I don't know when it is. So I think it's probably when you have your first kid where it all changes. and you try your best to give. I remember my Christmases growing up. They were wonderful. My parents, I thank the Lord for the parents that I was given. They protected us, shielded us from the dark side of life. Give us the morals we live by. We were a family of faith. So God bless Mom and Dad. They're no longer with me. I love you guys. Merry Christmas. And Wayne Gent, my friend.
Yes, sir.
I remember the first time we met was a concert of Joe Bonamassa, Royal Albert Hall.
Hey, turn me on, Joe Bonamassa, great musician.
It was at Christmas time that I ran, a music contest featuring Joe Bonamassa. Wayne wasn't familiar with him, but he got together with some friends, and you made my Christmas that year, Wayne, by sending me that letter you wrote, how you guys got together. Possibly the last time to be able to do that. It was really moving. Thank you for that.
It was a true thing. It was a great year with everybody had the trials. You had a real family with your hip. I think it was your hip you had the trouble with, and AP had trouble, and I had a car accident, and Sweet had problems, so we all got through it, and I think y'all are a great bunch of people, and I had a wonderful year. So Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Wayne.
Yeah, I remember you saying you got together and spent the weekend basically playing the whole concert and discussing it. It is a great Joe Bonamassa. If you're not familiar with him, is a musician that he was part of a band that opened for B.B. King when he was 13 years old, and he could only play on the weekends because his mama wouldn't let him out on school nights. Bit of amusing, but. He refused to sign with a record company, so he created his own recording company.
And, I just admire so much that he sent me an email from Spotify. Said, appreciate me listening to his songs. That's kind of strange.
His drummer was Boogie Bowles, and if you don't remember who he is, Boogie Bowles is an excellent drummer. I think he toured with him. I think Boogie retired very young. But
he had two drummers.
You know, in that concert at Royal Albert Hall, they had two drummers. They had Boogie Bowles and they had Anton Figg. Now, Anton Figg is the drummer for, I think it was Letterman.
It was awful good.
I think it was Letterman. Maybe it was a letter. I don't know, but you probably know him if you saw him. But having the two drummers playing that concert was excellent. Just to see them playing together. I mean, it's uniformed. It was beautiful.
Clapping there too in the concert. They play good together.
Yeah.
Hatter.
Yeah. Yes, Tim.
I'll have a blue at
Christmas.
No, without you.
Oh, my goodness.
Just thinking about you. It'll be decorated of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue, it's snowflakes, it's start falling. It'll be a bad sweet windows, it'll be a blue. In me memory, if they start a calling. You'll be doing all very right with your Christmas up with right. It'll be a blue Christmas. Baby, I miss you.
Porky in the bag.
Porky, I had to find it for you. So listen, one more thing. We have two poems that were from Tuesday that we brought from Sweet Show. One is Wayne's and one is Phil's, and I was hoping that we could do them. And then Sweet's going to read The Night Before Christmas, and then back to whatever you want to do. That's cool.
Okay, one thing I forgot to mention. Yeah, we'll do those next. Pavlov's dog. I hear a bell. You hear a bell.
Ew,
you bark like a dog. You bark like a dog and take a shot. So get your shot ready,
yes.
Hide your keys. And this is not very good. I'm drinking champagne.
Ooh, all right. So,
ding, ding, ding.
I thought you were saving that for tomorrow.
Now, you know, my family, Christmas Eve was the get-together with my dad's side of the family. I had 52 cousins. It was huge. We have family all over the state, all over the western United States.
All right, well, every time you hear this. Drink them if you got them.
Oh, yeah. What's better, tequila shots? Already can't talk. Okay, well, let's. Are they recorded? They have SoundCloud recordings.
The one I have is one that AP gave me those four quotes. Is from Banjo Anderson. And he's hard to tie together.
Yeah.
Pretty good quotes. So I got him tied together in this poem, and it's not a very happy one, but it's pretty good. It's a good little poem, I think. Hope you enjoy it.
All right. You want to go ahead and get yours then, Wayne?
Get it to
it's on the board. It has a blog on it. Or
yeah, if you click on it,
Howard,
just tell me when you see it. I'll play.
All righty. I got it. What can we do?
Okay, here we go.
This is called What Can We Do? Up came the squatter, a ride of thoroughbred. Up come the policemen, 1, 2, and 3. Can I see your license? It's what the policeman said. Squatter said, I'm not driving, you can't arrest me. Thoroughbred got spooked, feeling my knocking knees. He left the tracks and through the trees. And just like a silver streak, we ended up on Pike's Peak. Looking toward the ocean, couldn't believe what I saw. People dancing everywhere. Having a ball. Thousands and thousands and thousands more. Like sands on a white Pacific shore. Then I heard a gunshot. People started to panic. There were screams and yells. They were frantic. And the hurrying people daunt me. And their pallid faces haunt me.
stayed on the mountain, found a place to live. Thurber and I had so much to give. There was no reason for those folks to die. Finally I had to quit, wondering why. Day after day, someone else would kill. Couldn't understand. Didn't know how to feel. What were these people doing with a gun? Went to bed confused after watching the setting sun. Woke next morning, found it wasn't a dream. Humanity has gone mad. It would seem people killing people they don't know. When they were born, did they not have a soul? Found out people killing had lost touch. They were all mad, didn't care for much. Decided to kill, had no feelings for life. Didn't care how to kill, either gun or knife. There was so much anger, couldn't take it anymore. They just wanted to kill, didn't know what for. What should I do? Something to make it stop. But for now, I am staying up on mountaintop. And
wouldn't be Christmas,
yeah. Yeah, get back to it. Yeah, were you referring to the Las Vegas?
Well, all of them. They've been killing about every week, but somebody killing somebody about every week. And so I just tied them all together and talked about people killing people every day.
Very, what's the word I'm looking for? Very,
sobering.
I think everybody.
Buoyant.
Yeah. I think everybody took that.
Right. I should have played tonight.
When you said the world gone mad, you're absolutely true. What triggers that? This guy planned this. The Las Vegas shooting.
Oh, yeah. You had guns up on top of the roof shooting down people. That was terrible. It was bad.
Yeah, they didn't even know where it was coming from.
Yeah, they didn't even know who was fireworks at first. That's happened all in the United States. It's happened everywhere. But that's part of the society we live in. You gotta watch out. Somebody's gonna shoot everybody. Everybody's mad. But didn't mean to bring a bummer in tonight. That's what I went to play for the other night.
Well, can I take a little different spin on this?
Sure.
We are gonna talk about the tragedy. I mean, this is absolutely the utmost ignorance and horrid and evil that we can come across. And that one man destroys hundreds of lives, and then you have thousands of lives, thousands of people that come together. There is more goodness than there is evil. And this, to me, is a song about a prayer for peace on earth, a prayer to say one man cannot change all of us. And we need to continue to fight for that peace, and we need to continue to stop this, and we need to continue to go through this. You know, that one person, how do we stop that? How do we go through that? Maybe if we all end up on the mountaintop looking for peace, we can all be there having peace. You know, I understand the heaviness of this peace and the sadness of this peace. I am Columbine. I mean, that is my neighborhood. That is where I live. That is, you know, this is not funny. This is me having my children play baseball with people on the Columbine teams. You know, this is that. Thank God that was not the school my children were in, or thank God, I don't know how that to say that. You know, it's just something that was tough. The same thing with idiot that shot the theater. I mean, I am a Colorado. I know what this feels like. Mm-hmm. I know what it's like to have hometown people, and even my neighbor was killed in that theater. So I get the heaviness of it.
But are you near Aurora? Really,
yes. I had a neighbor killed in the Aurora shooting.
That's right.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was, you know, to get on that, there were some people that were shot by that crazy dude in the theater. They were,
yeah,
guys, they were guys that, that put their body on top of their girlfriends and their family and took it, took
right.
the shot. Instead of those guys right. are heroes. There were at least three incidents.
Exactly, and that's through all of this. You even say there, you know, there's got to be peace. There's got to be a way, and there's got to be this, and that's what I'm looking for. Is, you know, we know they're out. We know you're out there. We know what you can do. But we're going to come together and we're going to figure it out. And I think that peace is brilliant. And like I said,
yeah.
maybe all, enough of us will end up in the mountain will be finding that peace. The only thing to get it's in the valleys. I don't know. But I think we'll figure
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, what triggers somebody to do that is incredible. On October 1st, 2017, Stephen Baddock, a 64-year-old man from Mesquite, Nevada, opened fire on a crowd attending Route 91 Harvest Music Festival in the Las Vegas Strip in Nevada from the 32nd floor suites of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. He fired more than 1,000 bullets, killing 60 people and wounding at least 413.
Yeah.
My Lord. You know, they didn't even know where the shots were coming from. Can you imagine being in that crowd? There were some of the eyewitnesses that told their stories of just absolute horror watching people being shot. That was a total tragedy. So, yeah, your poem hits that strong, Wayne.
That didn't mean things at the bummer tonight. I was playing the other night, but
yeah.
I play tonight.
Well, we're going to get back to Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
It's incidents like that, that brings us closer together. I'm afraid it's sad but true, and we need that without the tragedy. We need to be able to get together and
yeah.
have a common a goal. I think this 24/7 political news, people that listen to that 24/7, I think it's mind poison, brain poison.
Absolutely.
It's not good for you. It's not good for anybody.
Absolutely.
To that.
I want to comment too, but I also wanted to let you know that I am fairly confident that Raconteur has joined us.
All right.
Oh,
good.
Awesome.
Happy
New Year, Christmas Eve.
Speaking of mind poison, huh? Hello.
Hello.
I don't know what
to
call
it. Wayne,
in a while.
I wrote to these same lines, and I went funny, and I took it into the horses. I am totally blown away by the direction you took. I think that the emotion is so palpable that it jumps off the page and grabs us. Talk about powerful pen. It's hard-hitting truth. It's impressive. I'm in awe. And I realize that, you know, you're saying, oh, I didn't mean to bring it down, but stuff happens, and you just impressed the hell out of all of us. And on a side note, Wayne, I can't
yes.
find it. I was looking for it, but you had said to me, I'm drawing another one of your art. I hope you don't mind. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's Wayne's painting, you guys.
It's crazy.
Wow. I remember yeah. the art. As soon as I clicked on your poem, I remember the art. And, like, you nailed it. I don't remember who used the photo. I was going to grab it so everyone could see. But it's every bit as good as when you did the lion the other day. I did not know you were such a magnificent artist until I saw these two.
You got great pictures to paint, dude.
Yeah, you paint any picture I put up you want to paint, Wayne, you go for it because, like, wow, really.
Thank you.
And, okay. I have a song that's going to lighten the mood while Steven's still awake. But first, our sponsor has arrived, Mr. A.P. Taylor. And it's
AP,
Christmas in Oz. Merry Christmas.
Hello, Deb. Hi, all. Merry Christmas soon to all.
Oh, ho, ho, craggy old man.
Look what I found. Yeah.
Oh.
Rook.
Sorry. No, sorry.
That
I was, just,
was an interesting
actually, it's,
sorry,
it's Christmas. Since Christmas Day here, and they've actually got me down doing x-rays on the foot. So, go figure. So, I'm feeling all better.
They get you a little more comfortable?
Hit me with a fair bit of endone patter, and that seemed to clear things after it, but just put me to sleep for about a couple of hours, which probably wasn't a bad thing. So,
yeah, friend, he has to spend Christmas in the hospital. Sorry to say, but glad you called in, sir.
No, I won't. Too long, because I don't want to interrupt everybody on the ward, but it's just so that everybody knows I'm in one piece. It's just that I'm in one piece at the hospital as we speak.
I spent a couple of Christmases when I was young in the hospital, having my knees rebuilt for the next year of football. I'm really glad you called in, AP.
Me too.
Yeah. You sang our intro song, White Christmas. That's very cool.
Oh, did you went with White Christmas, Steph? There you go. Well, it was the Buble version, Hatter. You've got a big band.
Yeah, it's cool.
That was cool.
Yeah. So AP, are you on a time schedule here, or are you going to hang out, or do you have something you want to share?
I just sort of called up to say hello, really. I'm in a three-bed ward, so I have to be quiet, because,
as long as you can.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody whisper and don't wake up anybody. Right? Nick says hi to Steven and or Kay. Hello.
And the Kays.
Hello.
Ho, ho, ho.
We're supposed to whisper.
There he is. Hi, Steven.
Hello.
So this is what I was talking about a moment ago about before Steven heads to bed. So listen up, guys.
Melikalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is the wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, girl.
Shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. Sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is a wise way to
and Christmas Day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Merry, merry, merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, yeah.
You know, he's got one other, too. He's got one called
How
Do You Like to Spend Christmas on Christmas Island?
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
So, Steven, how was your National Eggnog Day, which is Christmas Eve?
Oh, I basically stood in front of gallons and gallons of shrimp and just kept selling it. That's basically what I did today.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Jumbo shrimp? The
jumbo
classic
shrimp. Large shrimp.
Classic oxymoron, yeah.
Colossal shrimp, too. I do have colossal shrimp as well.
Colossal?
Really?
Colossal.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah, these would give a lobster a run for its money in a boxing ring.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Dang.
You don't even want bites.
No, you can't. No, they're pretty big. 6 to 8 of them.
Now, are they their own species, or are they just when they get the shrimp, they're the small ones. They just size them. Well, this one's a popcorn, or this is a jumbo. This is a colossal. Or are they different species?
The colossal are a different species. They're tiger shrimp.
What are they like? Ten to a pound.
6 to 8 per pound.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm used to like 25 points, and 6 to 8 is like, whoa.
Yeah. they're beasts. They're also $30 a pound.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, wow. You wave as you walk by. Yeah.
Give me 6, please. That'll be $30. Shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
$5 a pop.
Head,
wow.
I imagine they're still head on.
No, they're not.
Oh, so they're killed in the vein?
Ow.
Yeehaw.
So anyway, right. I have my tradition of watching A Christmas Carol every Christmas Eve, and I thought I'd just pause it for a second, just to pop in and say Merry Christmas to everybody. And I will be calling in tomorrow evening, too, and maybe do a reading then. But I am going to get back to my movie.
Merry
Christmas,
guys.
The classic
Merry
black
Christmas
and white or the cartoon, the Mr. Magoo.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, the classic black and white starring Alistair Sim as Scrooge. That's the
there
only one.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, kiss the wind. Well,
nothing more than a bit of fig.
Hug the wind.
Good night.
And Merry Christmas, Kate.
Good night. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
All right. That's cool. Let's see. Go back. Okay, why don't we go ahead and play with a little Phil the Poet?
We can do that. Did I put his poem on the board?
The Google line. Sweet pea.
I'm doing that right now. Although I think that Sweet put up a poem that says Jay Hatter. Just saying. maybe while you're still only one sheet to the wind, you might want to read.
Okay. Yeah, Sweet Pea, this is the one I wrote for your show. That you gave me the number 8. You gave me the word sneeches.
Yes.
And the quote of what was the quote? You can't move. We can't budge. You're standing still, Dr. Seuss. And in Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
So here, this is what it's
right.
called sipping the Google wine, which I sort of am. It was like this. Remember when I was way too tall and everything I see looks so small? When the wind cries from traveling alone and the time you found yourself too stoned. Watching the clocks singing tick frickin' talk all in the matter of time. Standing beside you watching what I do, sipping the Google wine. The best is the rest of the invited guests screaming they are here, holding the storm door, handing out what for, feeling a little queer. I am the dude that paints the sky blue, then asks for the next day off. But there it be looking at me, telling me I'm lost. Stuck in the mud, bailing with cups, keeping a memory alive, pretending to be someone like me that smiles when he cries. I know, not very Dr. Seuss.
No, but it's amazing. And like my comment to you was, my maddest mad, I love you so. Because it,
you know,
it says
I,
so
I
much.
I updated this, and the verse with the sneeches is not in there. I must not have saved it. I'm sorry. Oh.
No, that's okay. You didn't have to have the verse in there. You had to be inspired by it. And what inspired you was amazing. It's just the insanity of Dr. Seuss wrapped in the darkness of the insanity of you. I remember when I was way too small and everything I see looked so small. Holding the storm door, handing out what, feeling a little queer. I love that because it's like you're trying to fight everybody you don't want in. They're all yelling to let you in. And then if, God forbid, if you did let them in, everything seems all wrong anyway. So whether they're in or out, everything never seems quite right. Like, what did I do wrong? What did I do right? That question, I really like the metaphor in there. I personally thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, because the best is the rest of the invited guests screaming they are here.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Okay. Since I took over, Deb, your thoughts?
Yeah, I hit the wall that night and I wasn't able to call in. I woke up and I was dialing the number when you were signing off.
Yeah, I had so many problems that night. It didn't even matter. It just all moved over to tonight. So we're good.
Okay, good.
I see a little bit of attitude in there, and sipping the Google wine, then and tonight it's what, champagne and did you say vodka?
No vodka.
Good thing you don't have to drive, Hatter. No, this is really
cool. I don't even know where my keys are.
Good thing. I really like the couplet, watching the clock thing and tick, freaking talk. Like I said, I thought the attitude was really cool. And I am the dude that paints the sky blue then asks for the next day off. But there it be looking at me, telling me I'm lost. You went, I don't know what the lines were. I didn't see them. But regardless of what they were, this is a really cool poem. Oh, you got words, didn't you? Wait a minute. You wrote for a word bank? Wow.
Yeah.
No. He wrote to Dr. Seuss's 4-line, and they were all pretty intense words, like the stitches go get the grits. So, yeah, something like that. It was very, intense Dr. Seuss moment.
Gotcha. So that explains the intense attitude in a few spots there. Pretty
right.
Cool, Hatter.
Thank you. I'm going to see if in my if I have the updated version. I'm sorry, the sneeches and the number 8 verses aren't in there. Sorry.
That's okay.
So.
All right. And Raconteur, your thoughts?
Oh, man. I like this, Hatter. You know, it's got your typical fingerprints all over it. But, you know, the idea of, you know, when you invite people in, you know, there's always something wrong, which is the exact opposite of the season. You know, you're trying to have a good time. You're trying to have at least, you know, fake that smile. And it's really hard to do when the people that you're inviting in are sitting there pointing out everything that's wrong.
Yeah. And Wayne, are you still around? Oh, sorry.
Yes, I'm still here. I think this is a great poem. It's got his rhyme in it and his cadence. I think it's great. I like the lines where he says, "The best is the rest of the invited guests, screaming they are here, holding the storm door, handing out what for, feeling a little queer." I think it's just great. You're doing great lines and a great job of this. And wonderful little story there. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I remember I was writing the Dark Christmas poems that day, so I tried to not let it get too dark.
It's so sad, but it's cool.
Yeah, you try to do Seuss. Try to write like Dr. Seuss. It's not easy. It is not easy. Man is a sick individual. He's a beautiful writer. Those simple little child books that he wrote. There's more to it. I mean, I'm not talking about Go, Dog, Go. I'm only talking the other ones a little more involved. Like the Grinch Stole Christmas that Boris Karloff narrates. And tomorrow, Deborah will be reciting that. Won't you, Deb? Won't you be reading it? The Grinch?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, cool.
All right. I don't know if there's anybody else I missed.
AP's still here, but I don't know if he's on the site to see the poll.
I came back. But I do have to go very shortly.
Okay, well.
Because they've queued up another. There's something sitting there for me on a metal trolley. I'm not sure what that is, but anyway. It's something.
It's something.
So.
Well, maybe we should hang up.
Yes.
You go take it, and you hang on the phone, and we'll all see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to do a poem, Sweat, before I left, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. I definitely want to hear that.
Okay. Well, because, interestingly enough, the person who came down and got me for x-ray sort of proceeded to tell me how he'd it was really hot outside, and they'd managed to stick into a whole heap of beers, jump in the pool, and then he'd gone to work. And I thought to myself, this is really good as long as the wheelchair doesn't go into a wall. Anyway, this is I do have a poem, and it partly relates to that as I was listening. So I'm just going to put it on the board. It's only a brevity, sweat, so it's not much, but everything. It's a Christmas on a ward by me, and it goes a little bit like this. Aqua green combines enfolded paper curtains with the glare of the sun, fewer things certain. Outside cutting open slabs with various tools, down in cans of speed before jumping pools. There are discarded tablet buckets milled with car keys and menus awaiting unfilled. Jugs of water which still remain untouched, all sorts of walkers, but thankfully not a crutch. Turkey slices with the absence of gravy or peas, they are replaced by a false pandry teas. Don't ask me about broccoli served by a scoop. Christmas into the distance, hacking of croup. End of time.
Oh.
Inspired by the hospital. That's pretty good.
Oh, my God. All I know is, good God.
Would you see?
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I know, for God's sakes, somebody in that hospital needs to learn how to make freaking broccoli.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yes, I'm just first time I've got it.
Rack and chip. Racky there?
Racky. I also want to know what the cranberry cheese is, if it's false. Very confused me too.
Oh, was that the Christmas dinner? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Christmas dinner. Yeah, without gravy, you see. You know, there's too much salt. So this sort of laced bits of cranberry sort of stuff. False cranberry.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was just wondering when they grow up has become cranberry. Anyway, sorry.
I was in three different hospitals, and the food was absolutely horrible. I lost weight. I couldn't eat it.
You can't send out food. You're welcome.
But there was green jello.
I wish.
That would be good.
Green jello.
You know people. How can you speak in food?
So, AP, how long is your stay going to be? Do you know? Or it's going to be day-to-day for a bit?
Good question, Hannah. I don't completely know, although I expect probably at least another 3-4 days. Probably to the point when I can have a look at my heel and not wince. I can't look at a photo of my heel at the minute, so it would be nice to be able to do that.
Deborah Lee, do you want to comment on the hospital?
I do. You know, this is one of those poems where one half a second you're, oh, because you feel bad that you're there and this is what you got. You know, and the other half of me is giggling because what the hell's the cranberry teas? And I'm thinking, I know that when we spoke earlier, you thought the turkey wasn't too bad, so I'm afraid to know what they brought you later, no gravy or peas, the cranberry teas. I mean, I thought, and then hacking up croup, I thought that, like you normally do, you made the best of a situation and threw in a little bit of a giggle at the same time. I like the, but it's thankfully not a crutch. Made me picture your new hot rod. So like, yeah, it's a cool, it's a cool.
Thank you. I'm dangerous on crutches.
Shower.
Sorry, sweet.
Oh, is that?
She said you were dangerous in the shower.
But then I thought, well, that sounds really wrong, but.
Well, he's probably more dangerous without the shower, so.
That's true, too.
Yeah, AP, I remember in high school, every Christmas I was on when we came back from Christmas break, I was always on crutches. And you're right, you get pretty damn good at them.
They're harder than chocolate.
I'll tell you what, you knew exactly how long they were, what you could get away with, and I don't think I ever fell, but I could really move.
With your experience, absolutely. So, but anyways, I shall depart for whatever this metal thing is going to do, and we'll talk soon over the next few days.
Take the red pill.
Have a wonderful day.
Great
Christmas.
Bye, everybody. See you later. Okay. I'm feeling...
You can tell by his voice that he's just not himself. You know? It's a shame.
Say that again. Say that again.
I said, you can tell by his voice that he's just not feeling like himself, and it's a shame. but yet he still called to give us a giggle about his peas and his, his fake cranberries. Yeah. So, you know.
What happened to his leg?
About 2 years ago, he tore his Achilles, and he's been battling trying to have it heal, and he got an infection. And and they're trying to scrape nice bone and put it where the bad bone is, and trying to. He's mentioned this on another show, so but he's trying to save his foot.
Yeah.
And the second round of this bone scraping thing, and he's in a lot of pain this time.
I got a torn ACL now. I got to repair next month. It's hard to walk on it.
He got his infection from somebody leaving something inside from the surgery.
Oh, man. Oh, that's crazy.
So, it's just one thing after another. And there's been little miracles, too. What they thought was a totally negative diagnosis, when they took a good look, they found that the bone was growing back. Some of the infection wasn't as bad as it was, they thought. Mm-hmm. So there was some positive.
Well, that's because he found a really good specialist this time, because the last team that was working on this for him dropped the ball, and that's why he is where he is right now. So it's definitely been a roller coaster. But,
Morgan.
Yeah, now let me tell you, A.P. Taylor, the man here, now he's invited me down to us to join him in Australia so he could show me his country, and I'm going to do that. It's going to be soon, hopefully early next year. A.P. Taylor, I had a friend, Penny Lane, lives in New Zealand, which is a different island, different country from Australia, but it is in the southern hemisphere. He hand-delivered a tube of drawings that I was trying to get to Penny Lane. It was going to cost me a small fortune just to ship it down there. And A.P. Taylor said, ship it to Los Angeles. He was going to be there in a week. He took it and he hand-delivered it to New Zealand. I believe he even changed his flight routine to get home. He stopped in New Zealand and hand-delivered it. I thought that was... Yeah, beautiful man. He's he takes a lot of other people, and excellent. I can't wait to get down there. I'm gonna be in the gold field.
I know
field,
you guys
should
just stay out of the hospital. You both need to just give it a rest and heal so that you can hang out, because every time you get close to it, you get to be able to go. One of you go in the hospital. Just saying.
I told AP, I said, you got to understand the forces that are preventing me from getting to Australia. And it was one thing after another. I've had four surgeries, five surgeries now. And AP's going through his thing, too. And it's like something doesn't want me to get down there. I'm very lucky that I wasn't already down there.
I don't know if Australia's big enough for both of y'all.
Heather, let me try you again. Let me see who this is. Okay, it's not Heather. Is somebody eating dinner?
Hey, me.
It's kind of noisy. Maybe you could mute. And you know what?
It's not me. Can I start eating dinner? No.
Yes.
No, I can hear like the dishes and stuff. Anyway, Hatter, I have a song on cue that my sweet wants to hear. Because we only got one song and we have two so far. So let's hear this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was George Michael when he was still with Wham, singing This Christmas. Back to you, Heather. Heather, did you mute?
Yes, I was. I'm muted. I made it to the studio and I'm looking at all the songs that we have. We can play tonight and tomorrow. You were busy. Wow.
I was. I definitely was. I wanted to have a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah. We'll save the David Bowie, Bing Crosby for at the end. Is that okay?
My only hope was that after Sweet Reads, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," we'll do Bruce Springsteen's "Santa Claus is Coming to Town," because tomorrow it'll be too late. He would have already came to town. So those two we need to do tonight. That's all.
Oh, okay. We'll do that. I'm looking at it. I want to hear the Beach Boys too. Should we do Phil the Poet?
Yeah, I was going to say his link's on the board. I stepped away from the computer, but since you are in the studio, can you push play for Phil? That's at the top, the very
okay.
top.
It's at bottom. Okay, I searched Christmas, so it's not that. It's how do I get back?
No, it's the first entry in the whole studio board, all the way at the top.
Yeah, I got it.
Not
under
Christmas.
I got to get Christmas out of there.
Yeah, just scroll up and you see Phil.
Okay.
It just says Phil.
Oh, come on, phone. Okay, there it is. Go back. Phil, there it is. Oh, gosh darn it. Just as I was pushing it, it jumped. I see it. Yeah, so Merry Christmas, everybody that's listening. Christmas. There it is. And quit jumping. I see.
There's a poem by Phil the Poet called Water Closet Poetry. Time to sit on the throne or write some poetry. Setting up the words like a frontline artillery. Tune of the dumbbusters makes the words explode, letting this thinking poem have a rhythmic flow. Sandalwood infused incense sticks mask the smell. Bombs obliterate the old ceramic wishing well. While my legs get numb for sitting too long trying to create. Stuck on a word to rhyme with, I'm sure you can all relate. Time to get rid of all the waste with a mighty flush. Feel a whole lot cleansed when the words become dust. This is what I do when I sit on the throne writing rhyme. But my wife always ponders on why I always take my time. End poem.
Oh, goodness.
That's gotta be the first attitude I've heard from Phil, was letting this thinking poem have a rhythmic flow. It was sweet to see. What do you think, Phil the Poet?
Oh, I love this. This is fabulous. You know, he just always throws me for a loop. Because when he just can write, I think, in just about every genre. I have a very hard time with comedic poetry, and he just goes with it, and he does it so well. And, wow, I love this. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
So, Phil, Phil is the king. Yes. So the throne was appropriate. I thought it was fantastic.
Oh, good boy.
Yeah. Deborah?
Yeah, I forgot for half a second that a water closet is what a bathroom or outhouse is called for a while. And then he got to the throne, and it, my brain kicked in, and I giggled. It was like, and then he kept going, and I'm trying not to laugh too loud while listening. And I agree with Sweet. You hand him anything, and he can come up with something for it. He's dabbled in the darkness. He tickles the funny bone. He does the serious, the spiritual. I mean, total package for sure. And this was a really fun response to Sweet's White Elephant Party for sure. Great job, Bill.
He called it an old ceramic wishing well.
Great.
Bombs of booze. Yeah.
Wayne's turn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a bad thing portrayed as best. We've all been to war while sitting on the throne. Good references to war and the Prussian process. It's funny and it's serious. Good job with it. I like it.
What are you doing in there?
Fighting the war.
Riding it.
The job's not over till the paperwork is done.
You know, we went through it one time. We were thinking of putting our verses on toilet paper.
Yeah.
Are you part of that conversation? Yeah. Hey, look at this one. They're reading it.
Are they?
Sweet Pea, what do you think?
You need the 2-ply.
Yeah. Sweet Pea.
I think Sweet was first, didn't she? And Sweet, what a brilliant idea with this white elephant thing. I hope you do it every year. I mean, I know it didn't go the way I know it didn't go the way you hoped it would the second night because of circumstance, but it was a really, really fun topic.
Thank you. I just think I'd have to, change it around a little bit and just, you know, you learn as you go.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. But, yeah, no, it was a fun idea. The prompts that you came up with, the bumpers, the lucky numbers, the whole shebang. I mean, I think it's fabulous.
I really had a good time with it, and I definitely will be doing it again. All right.
I think the one verse that I didn't get in mind, 3P, with the number 8, it was like you call yourself a 9, but from behind you're an 8.
No.
Anyway. I don't know. Yeah, Phil never lets us down. It's good to see a little attitude in there. I love the porcelain wishing well. God.
Real quick, Wayne, Sweet's going to read The Night Before Christmas, and then we're going to listen to Bruce Springsteen. But if you look on the topic board and at the list of songs, see if there's one that you'd like to hear that you can tell us after we're done.
Yeah.
And then we can sit back and listen to my Sweet read us a story.
All right.
Oh, Sweet Pea. Won't you dance with me?
Yeah.
All right. Oh. Okay. Where are we?
We are going to have the delightful Sweet Pea. Read us a story about The Night Before Christmas.
Yes.
You don't have one for the board.
Yeah, I hear it.
Deb, you don't have one for the board, though, do you? Or did you put one on?
I don't, but you could copy and paste it, or I will. I'll be back at the board in a minute.
Tell me a story, please. I'll tell you a story. If you want to copy and paste it on the board, I don't know if that's easier for people or I can just read it straight. What do you guys want?
I'll put it on the board in a moment. You can just go ahead and start.
Yeah. Read it to me.
Okay.
Tell Santa what you want for Christmas. Come sit on my lap.
Although I must admit, I know it by heart.
Do you? I don't know it by heart. I've never read anything by heart.
Hello.
Now. And of course, you laughed me, and now I can't find it. So of course.
Oh, no problem.
They're all waiting
on. I'll have it there in a second.
Okay.
And you can just read it from there. And I'm on my way. As soon as I see the Blakeney Poets, here it comes.
And I've got it at the same time. That's okay.
Hold on.
Oh, no. Feel
better. Okay.
This is a favorite of mine. It was read to me by my grandmother, and then I read it to my nieces and nephews as they grew up, and now I get to read it to my grandson. So it is a privilege to read here on Team of Voices. This is a visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Clare Moore, or as everyone likes to call it, was the night before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Donner, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As the leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle, mount to the sky. When up to the housetop, the courses they flew. With a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkly, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. Drew in my head was turning around. Down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and all his clothes were tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkle, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. A stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, both full of jelly. He was chumpy and plump, a right jolly old elf. and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laid his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. Sprang to his sleigh, whose team gave a whistle, all away they flew like the dawn of a thistle. And I heard him exclaim, ere as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Full of Christmas, full of Christmas. You know, I heard the tale of the part of Santa. Why the chimney? Why does he come down the chimney when there's always a fire? And I found out why. In the wintertime, up in the Nordic area, the front doors are snowed in. The only way into the house was the chimney, and they did actually access houses by climbing through the chimney. Didn't know that.
Well, and I thought you didn't say he did it to warm his tushy in between deliveries.
Well,
I thought he wanted more hot pants.
Yeah, hot pants. Get the
amazing
hell, chimney. I mean, you got to use it as a front door. You never have a fire in it. You better have another fireplace working, I would think. Couldn't do it too many times.
Mm-hmm. One for Santa and one to keep him warm. And speaking of Santa, you know he's coming to town.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, Dan!
Hey, man!
You guys know what time of year it is? What time? You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring your new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Bruce. Bruce. Great to see Sal's coming to town.
Excellent. East Spring Street. Springsteen and the E Street Band, accompanied by Clarence on his saxophone. The late Clarence.
Excellent. I feel all Christmassy.
I bet you're getting a little warm around the knees too from all that barking.
I got a little glow going here.
I can hear your little glow going on there.
Yeah, it's a bright Christmas. Oh, Jose Feliciano. Can we play that one?
Yes, you can. Do I have a question? Wayne, did you go and look?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see anything I really recognized too much, but I wouldn't mind hearing David Bowie. Have we played Bowie yet?
The one with Bing Crosby. Crosby.
Can I give you Christmas Eve?
Okay, and Rock and Tour, do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Yeah, not really.
Okay, I just wanted to check. All right, so let me get. Huh?
Never mind.
What? I didn't hear what you said.
That's okay, because I was just going to mess with Rack, but I'll do that later.
Oh, okay. All right, let me put on. Yeah. You said Jose Feliciano had her?
Yeah, or one of the Pentatonics. Doesn't matter.
Okay, pick one, and then I'll play that one, and then we'll play the one that Wayne just chose. Because the time's flying, we're already an hour and a half in, and we got 32 minutes left. So I wanted to try and fit a few more songs. So
okay.
And you had also said the Beach Boys earlier, so we got a couple coming from you. But I'm on my way to Jay. Okay, here we go. I found Jose Feliciano with Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. I remember growing up every Christmas they had some special, I don't know, can't remember what it was called, but they always had Jose Feliciano. They'd have Bing and David Bowie, Andy Williams, that show Bing Crosby singing White Christmas. What happened? Right. Can't see those anymore. The King family. Remember the King family? King family Christmas?
Not sure.
Tina King was Robbie Douglas's wife on My Three Sons, the blonde. She was part of the King family. And the King family was huge. They had the King family Christmas. You don't remember that? Interesting. Okay. Well, let's go right into we are at 31. We got 29 minutes. I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas, Sweet Pea. Merry Christmas, Rocketeur. Wayne, I always remember Christmas with Joe Bonamassa. AP Taylor,
that's
for
right.
Listening. Merry Christmas, dude.
And I'm so
Deborah,
damn lonely.
Yeah. And Deborah, my little sister, Merry Christmas. Just saying.
My happy birthday, Hatter.
Yeah. I pushed a button.
Well, it's Christmas time again. Decorations are on by the fire. Everybody's singing, all the bells are ringing out, and it's Christmas.
And this one, this is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing. Gifts we bring for rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be?
What happened?
Is that the same?
What happened?
I saw Tom Petty playing and I paused it. It's on the same. Let's do it again.
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
Gifts we bring for rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our finest gifts we bring for
day,
rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, can it be?
It's a pretty thing, isn't it? I'm sure glad you came by to work out on the piano today.
One of the most remarkable duet ever made. Bing Crosby and David Bowie. Wow. Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Roof.
Good thing you don't have to
all
look
right
far to find your generator.
Bob Lug's dog. How come I'm the only one playing? All right. Well, we got 23 minutes left. I'm trying to think of a... I've told that Christmas story where I was in the hospital out on the ledge.
Yeah.
With the guy.
Back to back.
With the guy. Yeah. Christmas high.
I remember that story.
Yeah, true story. I thought I was in so much trouble. The guy goes, they're not going to kick you out. But the security, that's the biggest dudes I ever seen, man. They come in that room. We weren't going to jump. God knows.
They just wanted to see your butt. So I have the song that Rocky Tom chose.
They took our wheelchairs away after that.
I can't imagine why.
You were on the ledge, Hatter. Jeez.
We were. It was weird. There was just enough room to walk along the outside of the rooms on the fifth floor, just back to back. We were sitting. I mean, what were we going to do? Smoke the joint in the hospital? No, we had to be outside.
Yeah.
You were going to do maybe fall?
What?
You said, what were we going to do? Be in the hospital. And I said, well, what were you going to do? Maybe fall?
Well, they were already in the hospital.
That's very true. But if they need a spatula to pick you up out of the parking lot, I don't even think that the hospital can help. Just saying. But listen, here comes the song that Rock and Tour chose.
Okay. Stay in school.
Hey, hey.
Good choice, Rock.
What was the name of that? Who was that?
The Waitresses.
Singing Christmas rapping?
Yep.
Christmas rapping music?
Hey, Christmas tree is so full of you, I can't see the tree.
So let me see here. I think that we have only have 14 minutes left, so I want to find that Beach Boys song that you asked for, and then we'll do a pentatonic song, and then we'll do an exit song. So what was the Beach? Little Saint Nick?
You know, I'd like to hear both pentatonic songs. We don't need to hear
okay.
the Beach Boys. Yeah. Cool.
Oh, okay.
I'm right here pushing the button. Can I push a button?
You sure can.
Did. Sorry, that was not it.
That's that.
There it is. Oh. One. Hold on.
Are you trying to play the Grinch That Stole Christmas?
Yeah. No, I got it. It's marked wrong.
That is it.
Pentatonic, 12
On
days
the first
of Christmas.
Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three friends and two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds. Two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, partridge in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine drummers drumming, eight knees and milking, four swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
ten pipers piping,
nine drummers drumming,
eight knees and milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
calling birds,
three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 ladies dancing, two pipers piping,
nine drummers drumming,
eight plates of milking, seven swans are swimming,
six geese are laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh, on the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 lords a-leaping, 9 drummers drumming,
8
geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Bum, bum, bum.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
Pentatonics.
So how did the other pentatonic song is the one I wanted to close out with? So I wanted to do one more in between, if that's cool.
Whatever you want, sweetie. Whatever you want.
Okay, let me see if I can find. You know, I know that the songs that I have here, but I don't necessarily remember which person I chose singing it. So let me see here.
What are you thinking?
Oh, you know what? I think it was Dean Martin. Let me go find Dino. No. I'm looking for I'll Be Home for Christmas. I found it. Okay, it's Frank Sinatra singing I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Everybody wants my body sometimes.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird.
Obviously that's mismarked. Damn it. Comes in. Okay, wait a minute. Let me see here. I really wanted to hear that.
Silver Bells?
Home for Christmas.
Is that the one you played, Silver Bells? That's
Dean Martin. I was trying to play I'll Be Home for Christmas, but that was mismarked. Just trying to see. Oh, and also I found Shinedown doing a version of Happy Christmas.
I saw that.
I thought that would, you know, but we'll save that one for tomorrow because we're almost out of time. But I wanted to hear that so bad. All right, let me see.
Bing Crosby does I'll Be Home for Christmas, doesn't he?
He does White Christmas.
Well, the thing is, each song, about 19 different people do it. So what I tried to do is grab as many different artists as I could. And I'm a little bummed, but that's not a problem because we'll be here again tomorrow night. So I will find a better version of it. And we'll play it then. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to come down here and my
Shinedown?
My
mom. Shinedown?
I am. Yes. I'm going to right now. Here it comes.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, and the new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you had fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
What
you think?
Yeah, we're down to 4 minutes. Yes.
What you think up there, their version?
That's good. I like it.
Yeah, you did a really great job.
Yeah.
So before I play the last song, why don't you do your close out and tell them.
Okay. All righty. I'd like to thank everybody for participating. Sweet Pea, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Rocketeur, same to you. Merry Christmas. Wayne, special man at Christmas time. I'll always remember. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Phil the Poet, Merry Christmas to you. Crystal Hope, Sky, all the rest, Liquid Damage, Laughing Soul. Who did I miss? I'm missing somebody. Deborah Lee, my little sister. Jerry Green.
Steven.
Titus. Jerry Green, Titus. Frank.
Steven and Ken.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. To the whole group. To the whole group. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas. AP Taylor, of course. For sure.
And again, Merry Christmas to you, Hatter, and to everyone listening, Stephen and Kay. Everybody, we appreciate you very much. Rest in peace, your spirit. You'll be missed. And you're listening to A Team of Voices Radio, sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. And we're going to take you out with another song by Pentatonic. It's actually the first one I ever heard from them. It's the best version of this song, in my opinion. I love the way they do this song. And it's perfect, absolutely perfect for the season because it's after midnight, so he is born. Our Savior, Christ the Lord. Happy birthday, Jesus. And here comes Pentatonix singing Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everyone. Merry Christmas.
Crank it up.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing Hallelujah.
I used to live alone. but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you.
Christmas.
Thank you guys so much for watching this video. We love you so much. We hope you love this song and all the songs on A Pentatonix Christmas. You can get that album. Just look in the description box below.
And don't forget to subscribe.
Don't forget.
We love
Merry
you.
Christmas, y'all. We love y'all.
Merry Christmas to all. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, as they Deborah says.
Right. And yep. Hey, just in case, thank you, Wayne. And again, this is A Team of Voices, sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. And join us again tomorrow night for Hatter's annual Christmas special. We will see you there. Great show, Hatter. Thank you. Love and respect.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.